Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Hile. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Thormudsgaard. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The DH, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Joshua. Hile reaches second base with a double. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage takes first base on ball four. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hile scores. Cubbage moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bando moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball four. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bando moves to third. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it and throws to home to get Bando. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Gantner moves to second. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Haney reaches second base with a double. Kirkpatrick scores. Gantner scores. Wolford goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Brewers. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-1 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-1 in the game. Bostock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Twins, 3, Brewers, 3. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew scores. Heil moves to second. It's 4-3, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. Heil moves to third. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heil scores. Cubbage moves to second. It's 5-3, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-1 in the game. Ford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-1 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Heil. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Money goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4 Twins. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Bando moves to second. It's Twins, 5, Brewers, 5. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Caldwell now pitching. Sam Perlazzo pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Sam Perlazzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perlazzo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bostock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kirkpatrick. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Caldwell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Sam Perlazzo now playing second base. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Haney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perlazzo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-2 in the game. Joshua hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perlazzo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Kuzick pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Craig Kuzick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzick strikes out. Two outs. Larry Wolf pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Weiniger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Wolf now playing third base. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-5, Brewers. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Holly now pitching. Steve Bry pinch hits for Ed Kirkpatrick. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.